Hello, everybody. Welcome to Wild and Woolly Wednesdays. We are, yes, we love you. Well, Tristan is supposed to be here with us doing angel cards, and I'm not sure if she's having some trouble with her Skype or what's going on, but and it's like, so far, I don't see her in the queue. So anyway, there we go. All right, she got in. All righty, here we go. Anyway, got a few announcements to get a hold of Jethro, and his other half just got done redoing his entire site, that www.jethrosmith.net. So I haven't had a chance to go over and visit that myself yet, so I'm going to go check that out today and see all the changes and stuff that she made in that. And let's see, Jethro, still the best way to get a hold of him is that 928 number, the 928-284 don't have my list in front of me, 928-284-0437 to call him. And he's experiencing some technical difficulties with his phone, but he is at least getting messages, you know, of course, unless it says the message box is full, but he is getting messages, so it's like, even though it's not his voice, that still is his number. And of course, you can always email him at psychicjethro@aol.com or jethropsychic@gmail.com. And then, of course, today we have Tristan, and you can get a hold of her for a reading at, it's Triscuit, T-R-I-S-C-U-I-T 17 at yahoo.com. And then she can do the readings with you either email or via Skype. And for myself, kcbirthcards@gmail.com or 719-289-4907. I was having some technical difficulties with my phone at the beginning of the month, which I got kind of ironed out too. So it's like, it's just been interesting days and months for phone electronics. So anyway, all right, Tristan. Oh, good. Yeah, we got some people in the chat room typing into us. It's like, hello goes out to Laverne and to Tash Fabulous, and we have a guest today too. So it's like, welcome everybody in the chat room, and Tristan's in there too. It's like, I'll be in there alternating little type stuff. So how's it going today, Tris?
It's fine, Kelly. How are you?
Oh.
A little bit busy, have you been?
I'm running around like a chicken with my head cut off is what I'm doing. It's like, we're trying to get ready to head out to Idaho tomorrow.
Wow.
It's going to be a real fun week.
Yeah, you're going to be a little busy.
It's about an 800-mile road trip. What's that?
You're going to be a little busy.
Yeah, we're going to be a little busy. It's like, I think we've got, you know, shows covered and all that kind of stuff. It's like, I think we got kind of figured out, because what I'm going to do is I'm doing the show tomorrow and then packing all the computers and all the good stuff and throwing them in the back seat of the vehicle, and we're just going to toolie on down the road. So it's like, yeehaw.
Lucky
it's like
you.
That Willie Nelson song, you know, like a band of gypsies, we go down the highway. It's like, yep, that's what I'm feeling like. So, but I got new tires. It's like, I know Ron's going to give me a bad time about, you know, where's your faith? It's like, you can go on bald tires. I was like, oh, no, I really can't. So we manifested tires, and I was so happy. So I was like, yay. We'll be at least the tires won't poop out on us. It's like, I think the rest of the stuff is running well enough. It's like, I don't think I have any engine difficulties. So it's like, we ought to get out there in, you know, it's about a 14-hour drive out there. So I'm not planning on the spending time. But anyway.
They were tires for your trailer, right?
Yeah, I got tires for the trailer, and I had to have two tires for my Suburban. So it's like, yeah, I ended up with six tires. So it's like, yeah.
Okay, good for you.
I was like, yep. It came around. It was like going one of those thank you God moments, you know.
Always praise and thanks.
always.
Can you hear me okay?
Yeah, I'm hearing you good here.
Everybody in the room, can you hear me okay?
Okay, let's see. We're doing a sound check here. A sound check for the room.
Let's see if anybody gives me a yes.
Let's see. Okay, I got to get
or a no.
Typing here.
Jan said yes. Okay, good. Thank you, Jan. Appreciate that.
Okay.
Do we have any callers?
Yes, we do. We have somebody here, area code 207, and I know Tash is also going to call in here at some point, and she's going to tell us how her little guy is doing, so it's like, I'm looking forward to that one.
Okay.
But here we go. with
I think this is Tosh now.
Oh, is this you, Tosh? I thought you were 510.
Hello, this is not Tosh.
This is not Tosh. I didn't think
this
so.
This is not Tosh.
Okay, this is 207,
this
right?
This is not Tosh, no. This is Melissa, actually.
Oh, hey, Melissa. All right,
how
girlfriend.
Are you?
I'm doing good. How about yourself?
I'm doing pretty well. Busy getting ready to move. Hectic Florida stuff, but it's okay.
It must be that season, us too.
I know, I know. I gotta
okay.
get my sense of humor. Okay, I have a question.
I know, you're worried about something.
Yeah, I just wanted to know if I needed to take action on something. I have a 17-year-old daughter who's being bothered by an older woman.
She's being stalked.
Not just threatened. The woman has got some issues.
If somebody's threatening you,
that's
part of stalking, okay?
Mm-hmm.
Because
mm-hmm.
she is into wanting to know all about what she's up to, isn't she?
I don't really know. She went and got a kitten at a house that the woman was staying at, and the woman thought she stole clothes. I think the woman has a substance abuse issue and maybe some mental health issues.
Is this Heather?
Yes.
Okay. Yeah, she's kind of off her rocker, dude.
Yeah.
All right.
Yeah.
And I do believe that she has stolen the clothes. And I believe she's taken other personal things that maybe your daughter isn't even aware of yet.
No, she thinks Jill stole from her.
I'm telling you, this woman stole from her.
Oh, she probably did, but I don't think she could wear her clothes.
It
doesn't matter.
She only wears
a 00. Yeah.
It doesn't matter.
Wow.
So she just wanted them.
This woman was, like, obsessed with your daughter. I think she still is.
Yeah.
Quite honestly.
Yeah. Yeah.
Wow.
That's my feeling.
Yeah. Okay. I have enough
it's a scary feeling.
To get a restraining order on her, the things that were said.
Yeah. This woman is not in her right mind, and I do believe she's on some kind of drugs.
Yeah.
What kind of drugs? Lord only knows. She's probably mixing. She's probably doing highballs of mixing things, booze and pills and God knows what, which is really scary.
Huh. Yeah. Yeah. Jill was hesitant to do anything like this, but the things that were said were a little bit creepy in text and voicemails.
Well, that's
save
perfect.
Those. You know, save those and do reports on those. You know, you take the voicemails and you take the texting things and you take them and you make a cop report because that's where they have to start is with documentation. And take those and get a written official report.
Just at
making
least
case
get
open.
It documented. Yeah.
Hey, Mel, when was this Heather incarcerated? How recently?
Numerous times.
When was her most recent
I think about 3 weeks ago for assaulting her boyfriend's daughter.
This chick is just not good. And
the
sooner you get some kind of restraint and protect your daughter, because your daughter is a minor.
Yeah.
And I think the better you're going to feel, and I think the better Jill's going to feel. Because I can feel her anxiety. She's worried over this.
Yeah. This woman's 35 years old.
She's actually freaked out, okay?
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah.
That's scary.
Yeah. Yeah. So I guess that's what I'll do. It was really good common sense advice that I knew, but I just said
I didn't even need to pull any
sometimes
cards
from
that.
So sometimes hearing it from from somebody else, so it's like it really helps, and you go,
I know.
To do that.
Yeah, like validation of the whole thing, you know, and you're like, well, you know, yeah.
And this woman also runs with a really strange crowd. I mean, creepy
she
people.
Does.
Creepy
she
people.
Does. Very creepy
that, like,
people.
Yeah, that are into, like, home invasions, stealing stuff.
Yeah.
I mean, I wouldn't put it past them to do Ponzi schemes, all sorts of stuff.
Yeah.
I mean, they're just like utter scum. Sorry.
Yeah. No. You don't have to be sorry. That's part of the world.
Yeah. I just don't like to talk bad about people that much, really, unless I really know that they're nutty.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
It,
mm-hmm.
we both know a person who's nutty, and she was on the show last night that you weren't on, and for about a half an hour, this is hilarious, for about a half an hour, it was her show, and she just would not shut up. I was talking to Laverne about it. I was cracking up about it.
Laverne so, has a good sense of humor.
She is a good, godly woman. I adore her.
I love Laverne. But thank you for the advice, and have a great rest of the show.
Well, thank you so much, and appreciate you calling in.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right, bye.
Okay.
Is she on Skype, or is she just calling in?
No, it's her number came up, just the 207.
Oh, okay. All right. So hopefully she can still hear the show.
Oh, yeah. Well, she's in chat, too, so it's like...
Okay. Yeah, but sometimes, you know, if you're in chat, you can't always hear the show. It's really,
really
weird. Yeah, it's really weird. And yes, Laverne, I do love you. You are awesome. You are a good lady. And so is my Melly.
Cool, yeah.
We got
people in chat. It's like, yeah, we don't have any more callers at the minute. Tash was gonna call in and tell us how her little guy's hospital, you know, thing went there.
I don't think she has any news yet. I'm not feeling any news yet. I mean, I could be wrong. I'm not perfect.
Okay.
I'm not God, but
yeah.
I think this is gonna take a little bit of time to find out. You know, with transplants, bone marrow transplants.
Well, she said she was going to have news like tomorrow or like, you know, yesterday. It was going to be yesterday.
Well, you know how doctors are.
Yeah.
They say one thing and then, you know, give them a week later and then they're calling you. So I don't think we have any news yet. That's my feeling. And she says no news yet. Okay.
Yeah,
so
yeah.
I was right about that. Okay.
Yep.
But I do feel her moving when she was on...
Cool.
Ron's show last night. I definitely feel her moving, but she's going into the same area. Well, California area. She knows where she's going, and she's going to be happy, and so will her boys.
Yeah. I'm sitting here typing and trying. I'm trying to listen, type, and think, and I'm like going, okay.
I know, it's hard.
I don't know how you guys do that multitasking, but it's like, I can't talk, think, and chew gum at the same time. I don't know.
I know.
Like I can't type because I start typing when I'm talking. It's like,
I tend to talk out loud. I have my own personal soliloquy.
Oh, God.
Nobody. Okay, you guys see me marrying Andy.
Andy and having
kids. Having kids. Tosh, why do you want more kids? That's what I want to Why do you want more children? Don't you have enough on your plate? I hope the marriage will work.
Okay. Cool. Right. Okay.
Can you answer me here in chat why you want more children? Because I believe you have two boys, if I'm correct. And you have your hands full already, sister.
She is typing.
Love.
I understand
that one.
It's like, shoot, I had five. I had three, and then I had two more. It's like, you know.
you want some girls. Okay. You can always have a job where you're helping kids. And
it's not the same as passing on your family, you know, secret, so to speak.
Okay,
though. It's like, girls seem to carry that,
so
where
boys
don't. It's like, you know, it's like I've got two daughters and three sons, and I'm going, yeah, it's not Fred McMurray's my three sons either. So, but it's like, I totally understand that because girls
and
seem to be the keepers
just
of things.
Went off.
Yes, I know. I'm sorry. It's like, yeah.
No, it's hilarious. I like that. That one's funny. I always feel like, you know, it's the 4th of July when I talk to you.
It is. That's what the tone actually is. Is pop bottle rockets. And of course, like I said, it's like I'll be in line, you know, like I'll be on a checkout line in like a supermarket, and it's like, you know, you go off, and it's like everybody in the military goes whip. It's like, you know, it's like I go, it's my phone. It's like we're okay, you know, and they're going, yeah, okay, right. You know? As you can see, the responses, like I say, four military thing installations around here, and it's like, you know, these guys, they get really intense and go, are we being bombed? Do I need to, you know, lay on the floor now? You know.
That's too funny. Oh my God, just because of your bottle rocket thing.
Yes.
That is crazy. Okay, so you've always had a dream of having a girl. Now, is this a dream, like, from your heart, Tosh, or is this, like, have you had dreams of having a female child? And I shall wait.
I shall wait.
I'm waiting for her to type it on out to me.
There you go. It's like, Tosh, just call in and talk to us. Come on.
Yeah, really. She's probably picking up the phone right now.
Yeah, okay.
You could give out that number, Kelly.
Oh, you're right. Indeedy. 773-897. Let's see. Whoops. And it's my typing is not keeping me up here. Okay.
The dream from your heart. 773-897.
Let me say it's lower 6461. It's like, yeah, we have open lines. Okay. We have open lines. Call and talk to us.
Your LMAOS. Cute Tosh.
Oh, I found a new one. Let's see. I'll see if anybody can decode this one for me. Let's see. Okay. What
rolling
did I just write
floor.
In chat? And rolling on the floor, doing what? What's TICB?
Ice cream? Yogurt? Yogurt? TCBY?
Try till I can't breathe.
Oh, Jesus.
No, it's not the country's best yogurt, I wish.
That's what it reminded me of, though, when you said it. I thought of yogurt. I have food on my mind. I'm like Jethro. I'm always thinking of the next time I'm going to eat something. Today it's been Chinese.
I know, him and his munchin on air. It's like, I caught myself doing that the other day because, well, I hadn't had anything to eat, like, for, well, I'd missed breakfast. And it's like, I hadn't had lunch, and I was trying to quietly slurp my coffee and, you know, have a bowl of cereal because, you know, my kids came in and was like, Mom, do you want some breakfast? I'm going, that would be lovely. Thank you, you know.
Hey, at least you have kids to ask you.
This is true.
That's always a good thing. Okay, so we don't have any callers yet?
Not yet. It's like, I'm trying to get people
okay,
to
is everybody chicken out there? They don't want to hear anything? They just want to hear me babbling on about crap?
Yes, we're going to talk about Babylon. Actually, I found something that I did want to share, and it's like, this is, I've talked to some other people on different shows and whatnot, and it's like, it seems to be, you know, it's the big relationship stuff that's, you know, that's happening, coming
lately.
In and all this stuff.
That's huge lately.
Well, you know, but here's why. It's like, I got a why for this, because I'm checking in my, you know, my moon sign book, you know, the Llewellyn's 2012 moon sign book. Apparently, Venus went into retrograde on May 15th. I was like, going, coincidentally.
Yeah, that was
amazing.
Yesterday.
Yeah, it was yesterday. And it's like, and it doesn't come out of retrograde until June 27th. So I'm going, I bet for the next month and a half, everything is going to be about relationship and about things are going wrong and we're miscommunicating. We're all going, yeah, it's because
it
Venus is in retrograde, and it's like, good luck until after the 27th, guys. Just kind of
okay.
Lay low.
Hey,
be
Kelly.
Nice. It's like, you know, what's that?
Apparently you have some callers. And
I do?
You need to look at your board. And if
I'm
not,
looking at my board, and it's
and
like there's
not,
nobody
press
there.
F5.
It's like,
five.
Okay,
like
yeah,
told
I tapped
you before,
it. Oh, there
you
go.
It.
Okay, great.
Remember
yes,
when
we
you
do.
Were stuck,
okay.
Kelly? And I told you press F5.
I just did. Okay, all right. Well, okay, we'll start with Rita. Let's do this. We have Rita, we have Anonymous, and we have 510. So it's like, all right, here we go.
Okay, we got some callers.
We got 631, Rita. So
hi, Kelly, how are you?
Hey, pretty good. So what's going on? I'm excited.
So, listen, you're never going to believe this.
Oh, yes,
yes we will.
I guess I didn't talk to you for a couple of days. And,
no, not since last
I
week.
I think Sunday night, it was May the 13th, Sunday night, 9 o'clock, I decided to go to bed early. Yeah, I had a great Mother's Day. 9 o'clock, I went to bed. I was laying there meditating. And I guess about 45 minutes later, I had this plastic bag of clothes one of my girlfriends gave me, and it was near my door behind my bed. And it sounded like a cat's paws walking over the bag. I could hear the noise.
Oh, wow.
And then the next thing I knew, there was this body in my bed with me, a big body like the size of mine, but with no weight to it. It was, you know, astral, and it rolled over me. It rolled over me to the other side of my bed behind my back and then, like, stepped away. And I said, "Who?" And
hey,
I said,
Rita?
Yeah?
Rita, that was your friend Beth.
I know! Who is this? Who just said that?
Tristan.
My name is Tristan.
Tristan, it was my friend Beth. How do you know that?
Because she's psychic also. She just doesn't want to admit it. She says she's intuitive. She's an angel card reader. It's like she hasn't come out of the closet yet. It's fine.
Yeah, I'm in the closet.
Tristan, my friend Beth, listen. Now, she passed away, I can't even tell you how many years ago.
You guys
but I didn't
be
see
friends
her for
in junior
probably,
high.
Yes, that's exactly right.
I mean, you were like best friends.
We were the best friends.
But then something happened and you all split.
Something happened. Yeah, well, you know what happened? Puberty happened.
And she got into, like, some kind of drugs or something.
She did. She definitely did. She also got you take boy crazy to the nth, and that's what happened to her.
What I call that?
What?
And it's not exactly real proper, but she got fire crotch.
She did. She absolutely did, but you
excuse
know,
the
her,
pun, but
no,
that's
okay.
I call it.
Her mom ran off on them. It was her mom and dad had four daughters, and then she just up and split one day when they were all little girls, and the dad was a New York City police officer, and we lived out on Long Island, so his commute was like 40 minutes there, 40 minutes back. He probably put in a lot of time, so what he did was he moved his parents in. And so he and his mom and dad raised those kids, and the grandparents were much older than the children. So they grew up without a mother, and I really think it was that sense of abandonment that made her snap. But she had a happy childhood. She was a great softball player. She ice skated. She laughed all the time. She had a great big open heart, was full of love. And then all of a sudden, like, something hit her, and she did that fire crotch thing that you're talking about, which is really why she and I stopped hanging out. She was passing my boyfriend's her number behind my back.
Yeah, that
was
kind of cool.
Yeah, that was kind of crazy. And I stopped hanging out with her then, but it was years after that I heard that she got very deeply involved in drugs, and that I even heard something about an armed robbery. She had moved to one of the states down south on the East Coast, and I couldn't get any information from her family. All I had to deal with was rumors. When I heard she died, I contacted her oldest sister, who absolutely refused to even speak about her to me.
Yeah, they were dead in her eyes.
Yep. Now, she has a little sister, Faith. Faith is my younger sister and I, they call us Irish twins because we were born within the same year. We were born 11 months apart. And Faith and Beth, same thing. Faith was left behind, and I hear really bad things about Faith. That Faith right now, I'm 49, so Faith is 48. And I hear that she's having a lot of trouble herself. With drinking and drugs. She lives in Chicago. I haven't talked to her in 30 years either. And I think that Beth wants me to try to get a hold of Faith. What this psychic Matt told me, he just said it was a woman and her name was B, and that she was really beautiful. And that's why I'm blown away that you just said it was Beth, because it took me a day to figure out who it was. And then all of these memories of Beth flooded through, and I opened up my heart chakra and my indigo ray, and she came in and she filled my heart with so much love, just overflowing, where like tears came out of my eyes. And she said, "You know the real me. You
exactly
know who I really am, and I need you to tell my sister." So I know one girl on Facebook. I have about 400 friends, but one of them lives in Chicago and knows Faith. She knows how to get a hold of Faith. So last night I sent her an email, and I asked her to please give me Faith's number or put me in touch with her, because Faith is not on Facebook. And, you know, with we women, you know, we change our names so you can't even look somebody up because you don't know who they married and what their new last name is.
Right.
But, yeah, she. I think that she feels that Faith is really, really damaged because of
her
death.
She's in trouble.
Yeah, and the family just scattered to the wind, and instead of huddling together and supporting each other, they did the extreme opposite and just, they all cut each other off, which is horrible.
It's because of all the drugs and stuff.
Yeah.
Parents can't handle that stuff. They're you know, it's like gay people coming out of the closet. That generation just cannot handle this kind of stuff.
Yeah, it's like there's a huge cloud of shame around them when they come together, so they don't come together. But I wrote a letter because that night when I was meditating, this person, Beth, who I didn't know who it was at the time, kept telling me she wanted me to do like a freestyle writing thing, and I was just really exhausted. And I said, no, I wouldn't do it. And I did it yesterday, and I ended up writing a two-page letter. And in the letter, it was, I wrote it to Dear Beth, but I'd love to send it to Faith to read, because in it, I stated all of the best childhood memories that we had together as teenagers. I remembered her dad had this this nickname for her. He called her Corky when she played softball. She was a really great batter. And I think that if Faith gets to read this letter and experience these memories of her childhood, you know, before drugs entered the picture and puberty and stuff like that, that maybe it'll reconnect her to her true self. You understand? I think she's got a lot of blockage, Faith.
Yeah.
Well, you can't be open when you're on drugs.
Right, no. I guess. Okay. And I,
when you're boozed up and hopped up.
Yeah.
It's kind of hard to open up anything, let alone your chakras, to get visitations. Because I feel that Beth wants to visit Faith, but she can't get in, and the only way she can get in is through you.
Right, right.
But it's cool that you got that she came in through you. It's like, that's really cool.
Yeah, especially since we stopped hanging out when we were 13 years old or 14 or 15, you know.
But that love never died.
No, no, it was there, you know, even
still
after.
There.
Yep, it's absolutely still there.
And she understands better now that she's on the other side, too.
Yeah.
Well, now
she
wants to help. That's the whole thing. She wants to help now.
Right, right. And I told her I would be willing to do anything. You know, I had asked her about her other sisters, the two older ones, and she said nothing about them. She's concerned about Faith, so I don't know if the other two are
Faith
just doing
the baby,
okay.
Wasn't she?
Yes, Faith is the baby. Absolutely.
Yeah. That's why. And because Faith, you know, is all jacked up on this dope, they're concerned, you know. And well, Beth is really concerned because she led that life. You understand?
Yep.
So she doesn't want her sister going through the same thing she went through.
No. Oh, and Kelly, I just wanted to tell you about the rolling over my body part. It was so strange because, you know, I've been contacted and physically touched by spirits before, but I've never had one roll over my body. And I didn't get that.
That was
and
the only way she could get through to you because you used to do that as kids.
Yes. We used to wrestle. We used to wrestle as little kids, and she was trying to make me laugh and remember.
She desperately wanted your attention.
And she got it. And also there was this funny smell. It was sulfur-like but not sulfur. So I knew it wasn't negative or evil. And what I realized when I put the pieces together the next day, we used to hang out in this underground fort on couches and make little fires in there. So if you
matches.
Can imagine.
Matches.
Yeah, matches and little sticks of wood and leaves, whatever
That's
we could burn
sulfur.
To get light.
That's what I'm smelling. Okay, yeah.
Yep. And so here she rolled over to me to let me know we used to wrestle.
Unless you have the smell so you'd remember. It's like, and the fact that you got it is really good because a lot of people wouldn't pick that up, which is really, really cool. It tells me a lot about what's happening with you and your abilities, too, since we got some
Absolutely.
Stuff clear. That's really amazing.
And Kelly, the next day, my nephew, whose bedroom is two bedrooms away from mine down the hall, he told me the next day that at 9:45, and this is when I popped up after she did this to me, he said at 9:45 he smelled something burning and got up and turned his lights on and was looking around his room to see if something was burning. So, you know, she didn't just make my room smell. She actually made it smell in my nephew's room so that he would remind me in case I forgot about it or fell asleep. You know what I mean? Just to validate
what,
and let
but
me know
what it also
this was
tells
real.
Me, it also tells me about your nephew's ability, too. He's got some
oh,
ability.
Oh, yeah, he definitely has it.
There you go.
Yeah. Yeah.
Like I said, people who are not open to it can't, you know, don't sense, perceive, smell, or whatever. So it's like he's got some ability, too. So that's cool. Golly.
I know. Okay. So now, Kelly or Tristan, I'm going to ask, I don't believe that it can go this far without me actually being able to get a hold of Faith. So I'm wondering if you see anything as far as I will, Faith and I will be able to contact each other. I will find her.
I think
because
you know
that's what my
Chicago?
Goal is. Yes,
you know
somewhere
in
some
okay.
suburb.
Okay.
And I just want to know that I will be talking to her because I'm very anxious to do so. I really want to give her this letter. It's like kind of reaching through all the muck in somebody and touching that little spot of memory, that little pure spot they have in their heart where it brings them back into a place and time where, you know, life was really special. That
right.
She needs to be reawakened there.
Yeah. I was going to say, picture it as resurface and grabbing a breath of air. It's like, yeah, and being able,
yes.
able to see again instead of being buried, yeah.
Absolutely. I think that will change your life.
I think that you're going to be able to connect with her because otherwise this wouldn't have come across so strongly.
Right. That's what I think, too.
And,
that's what I think,
but
too.
You're going to have to do some detective work because this person is kind of underground.
Okay.
Do you understand what I mean?
They're under the radar. Yeah, and that's why she won't have a Facebook account or anything like that. She doesn't want, who knows what her past holds, you know, that she doesn't want to be
she's ashamed.
Easily accessible.
I'll tell you that.
I know, and I feel so bad because shame is just, it's so debilitating, you know.
Well, yeah, you have to learn to forgive yourself, and I think through this letter and you connecting with her, she'll be able to do that and maybe through the grace of God, get off these drugs.
Yes. I hope so. You know, it only takes that one instant for somebody to make that decision and they can turn their whole life around. And I think that this is what Beth really believes this, that this can happen, you know, if we do this together. And, I would love to just share fantastic memories of me sleeping over their house and you know, and Beth and I together and us ice skating and all the things we used to do together, you know, before
she
was
hung
old
around,
enough to make any
she?
Mistakes. Excuse me?
Didn't Faith, like, tag along?
Yeah.
She was a
tag-along.
She was
one of those little sisters that tagged along. Yes.
Yeah, she was a tag-along.
Yeah, I guess that's why Beth is trying to come through me to get a hold of her because, yes, she was a tag-along, and when I would sleep over there, Beth and Faith shared the same side of the room, so I'm sure she listened to everything that we would talk about.
Oh, my God, yes.
Funny.
You know, lots of us have had those little sisters that listen in on secrets and stuff like that. So, yeah, it was that type of thing. And I'm actually talking to the both of you right now. I'm feeling a lot of Faith's energy from back then, that pure energy.
And she really loved you like a big sister, too.
Yeah, she did. She did. And I loved her like a little sister, just like my little sister Ruth. They were the same age. But the two of them never hung out together, which was kind of weird. But
no,
but
they just didn't have the same energy.
Yeah.
They were different people.
Yeah. But I really needed to call in and share this fabulous story with you guys because the way it unfolded in less than 24 hours, and I knew who it was. And Tristan, again, it's amazing that you came right out and said, her name is Beth, because, You know, the only thing
You're
the guy
welcome.
Could say is a B, and it took me all that time. If he would have said, it's Beth, I would have known right away. But
right.
it was actually fun going through that 24 hours of investigating inside of who the B is, you know.
Well, you're going to have a lot more investigating, that's all I'm going to tell you, to try and find...
Faith.
Faith, excuse me, yes. So many names are being thrown at me.
Isn't that kind of prophetic? We're going to find faith. It's like, good.
Mm-hmm. Well, I will definitely, this is going to be an ongoing story, and the girl that is on Facebook that I know who knows her, she normally does get back to me, and I do have her phone number even. So if she doesn't get back to me through Facebook, did you hear me? I said Facebook.
Yes, yeah.
That's
yeah,
funny.
Facebook, yep.
Yeah, if she doesn't get back to me, this girl Michelle, I will call her at home and say, listen, it's very, very urgent that I get a hold of Faith.
Exactly.
So and I will follow that paper trail, and I'll keep you guys posted.
That's
cool.
Awesome.
You know?
Yeah, wonderful.
We enjoy seeing you in chat, and it's like, and coming on, it's like, appreciate it. It's like, and good to know. It's like my only other curious. We got a couple other callers, but it's like I got one just quick question. It's like, did your sister get the message to your mom yet?
No, Kelly, not yet. But I
okay.
did address it with her, and
good.
She rushed me off the phone. So, but yep, and you know, you knew she was going to be resistant to that process.
Yeah, I know.
But I'll let her know, and I'll suggest the idea where you said the sister support, like if we could all do it together.
Right.
It won't be all of us, but certainly if it's like, you know, two or three of us, and we take her out to lunch and bring
there
it up
go.
Or something. Yeah,
oh, no,
not only
another
have to share with you that we really got to share with you. It's like, and you really got to listen. Right, exactly.
Yep, yep. Okay, all right, so I'm not going to jam up the phones. I know you have other calls, but I'll be here, and I will keep you guys posted.
Thank you
very much, Kelly and Tristan, okay?
You're very welcome.
Thank you, Colin. It's like,
have a blessed
day. Keep us posted. Keep us updated on the Finding Faith moment.
I will. I absolutely will.
Really cool.
Okay, I'll still be online on chat with you guys, okay? I'm hanging
out. Okay, thank you.
Bye, guys.
Okay. Here we go. Okay, and I'm pretty sure this one is Tash, and she's been hanging out and been hanging with us, and it's like, so how's the day going with your little guy?
Oh, good.
Hey, Tash.
Hey.
So what's the news? Is this no news is good news, or? No news is good news. Good news. All righty. I think the question
thing.
You had for Tristan in chat was when do you see, you know, you and Andy getting together, so it's like, I'm going to totally let Tristan take that one.
Okay, Andy. When's his birthday?
May 27, 1985.
So what does that make him? How old is he?
A Gemini.
Well, I know he's a Gemini, but I'm trying to figure out the age.
Okay, let's see. Mathematical. So 85, 95, 5, 37? Or almost 37.
No.
He'll be 37 this year. He's 36 now. He'll be 37.
No, 27.
Oh, yeah. His numerology number is a 1.
No, I'm not doing numerology here. He's 1985, correct?
Yeah.
Oh, 85.
He's going to be
27. Okay.
Yeah.
Okay. All right, I got that. And you are what? You're a Gemini, too.
Oh, okay.
Correct?
Yeah, born a Cancer with Gemini characteristics.
What's your monthly and your test?
June 22nd.
June 22nd.
Of what year?
75.
Okay, there we go.
Okay, so he's 10 years older than you, right?
Yeah.
So he's 27 and you're 17?
No,
he's 37.
He's 37. He's 30, so. Where did we get 27 from?
He's 27.
He's 27, and how old are you?
I'll be 37.
You're 37. Oh, okay, all right. Wow.
She's got herself a younger guy. It's what we always hope for because they got stamina, you know. Come on.
Wow, that was confusing. Okay. He is 27 and you're 37. Wow.
Or soon to be.
How many relationships has he been in before you that you know of?
I know about like four.
Two, 3?
It's 2-4, yeah.
And what did he say was wrong with all the other ones?
I guess it didn't work out for him.
No, he gave you specifics. What were the specifics? I want you to think about that. What were the specifics?
I don't know.
You don't know. Okay. Well, you say you're a Cancer, correct?
Yeah.
But you have Gemini tendencies, correct?
Yeah.
Okay. How long is this relationship? How long have you been? You all been together?
Like 5 years.
You've been. No. 5 years?
Yeah.
Okay. Well. But it's been off and on, hasn't it?
Yeah.
Okay. I don't see marriage. I'm sorry to tell you, I just don't see it. I think you two argue too much, and you bite your tongue a lot. Is this resonating with you?
But every couple argues, though.
Well, you don't like to be wrong, and neither does he. Yes, no?
Sometimes, not all the time.
Okay. You're making this hard for me, Tosh. Okay. I'm just not feeling that y'all are, you know, I think you've talked about marriage.
Yeah.
But I just don't feel marriage around you with him. And if a man is going to date you for 5 years and he hasn't asked you or proposed to you, I don't know if that's the right person for you. Do you feel like this is your soulmate?
Yeah, I do. Yeah. Okay. I feel like there's a strong connection between me and him.
Okay. You have a strong connection, but yet you still argue, and a lot of it has to do with finances. Yes?
In the past, yeah.
Okay, you used to fight about money. You know, let me just pull some cards and see what comes out for you. Okay. All right, these are your current, your what you're in right now, and what your gift is. Okay, currently you're in music. Okay, that's like kind of your obstacle, which to me means like you guys are dancing around a subject, which to me would be this whole marriage thing. Would that be correct?
Yeah.
Okay, because you're pushing more for marriage than him.
Well, it's the other way around.
Okay, I got it backwards. He's pushing more for marriage than you are.
Yeah.
Okay. Then why are you questioning whether you're going to marry him or not, if it's more of your option, if he's laid it out there? Has he given you an engagement ring?
He has in the past.
And you gave it back to him?
Yeah.
Okay.
Because you weren't quite ready?
Yeah, because I was already going through a lot of parties with my youngest son, the one that's sick. Because he was always sick a lot and stuff. And then in the past, we was arguing over his financial situation.
Okay. Wow. I just feel a lot of turmoil between you two. And having a sick child on top of it is not helping the matters. Because he feels, like, helpless when it comes to that.
He knows of his situation and stuff. He's just been praying on him getting better.
Well, yeah, I mean, of course he knows about his situation, but, I mean, as a man, he feels helpless that he can't be of assistance to, you know, help the child.
Oh, yeah.
Okay. Well, there's a divine plan out there for you. That's your next card.
Okay.
And, you know, what it's saying is, if it's meant to be, it's meant to be, and God will bless the union. But you have to decide whether or not what's holding you back. Because
okay.
Obviously something's holding you back, and you're not really wanting to come forth and say what's holding you back.
Okay.
Do you want to elaborate?
Because I'm looking like I've been married before and it didn't work, so I'm hoping that it doesn't happen again the second time around.
Well, you know, you have God on your side with this. I think you need to be a little bit less relentless on him. I think you're kind of tough on him.
Okay. Tough on him, but like far as how?
Your nature, your being, how you are with him. You find fault with him a lot.
Okay.
Or he might perceive it that way. You may not think you're doing it type of thing, but it's like sometimes guys... I have some of my kids that, like, they accuse me of making them mad all the time, my sons in particular, and it's like, and I haven't done, swear to God, haven't done anything. I was like, we'll just be talking. All of a sudden, it's like, my second one goes, you're doing that to make me mad. I'm like, going, I'm not doing anything. You know, so it's like, it may be something that you're, that he thinks, but it's, you know, but you're not picking up. Does that make sense?
I go through that with my boys a lot. That's why I want a girl.
I'm sorry, what is that?
I when I talk to my youngest kids, my sons, when I talk to them, they feel like I just nagging them. And I'm like, I'm not nagging y'all, I'm just talking to you. I'm trying to talk to y'all. And I feel like,
right.
I feel like, what is it? That's how I look at it. Like, I'm the only girl in the house, and I feel like I feel like they rejected to me, like they don't want to talk to me or get close to me.
That's because you come across naggy.
Yeah, you don't mean to be. It's like
you don't
totally,
think
I mean,
you
like,
are.
I understand that. No, she doesn't. Okay,
you're not even.
In her mind, you're not nagging. In your mind, you're not nagging or anything. It's like you're just talking, and it's like, and they're just kind of going ah, you know. It's like, have you ever read the book called? It's by John Gray. It's called Men Are from Mars, Women Are from Venus. If you haven't, go check it out at the local library. Read it. It helps a lot in those communication moments. Really does. Because it's like, guys perceive the world totally in a different way than women do. And it's like, yeah, I mean, I read that several years back, and I was like, I was very surprised. I'll just put it that way. I was like, oh my goodness, no wonder.
So, are you going to stop being that way with him?
Yeah, I guess I just let him take control and let it be.
Well, not so much let him take control. You have to let him think he has control, but you're really going to wear the pants.
Yeah, that's what I mean. Let him lead.
Okay. And when he proposes again, are you going to say yes this time and try and set a date?
Yeah.
Okay. Well, I think we kind of resolved that with you, trying to get you to open up. You're really trying to hold out on me there.
You know, but part of it is because Tash is an eight of clubs. That's her birth card, and it's like I understand this because eight is one of the fixed cards. It's really really hard for an eight of club person to change. It's like they are really set in what they're doing, and it's like, and I understand this because it's like I've known several. I mean, Jethro is an eight of clubs. It's like, let me tell you, I'll tell you what, it's really really hard for those mental patterns and stuff to change sometimes. It's like it's like trying to move the immovable force meets the immobile object to the brick wall or whatever, and it's like, and there's a real a clash of the titans moment happens whenever they really try to sit down and go, do I really do this? Do I and I need to change this really, but it's like it's really really hard. It's like it's almost called, they call it like a death and a rebirth. It's like it's that
for you to
try to do that. I get that. Oh golly. Well, we got one person that's been waiting here. It's like, Tash, and I do, please call back. And it's like, listen and call back because we want to know how your little guy is doing. It's like, and, maybe we can address a little more of what's going on, with your guy and stuff. And it might be a little slow, like for the next, till after June 27th. Because, like I say, Venus is in retrograde. So it's like, there might be a lot more misunderstandings and, slow stuff in the romance department than is normal, what I want to say, than normal, just because this, Venus is, that's our planet of love, and it's retrograde until, it started yesterday until June 27th, so it's like, just kind of like kick back and kind of go with the flow and the current, and it's like, don't try to whitewater raft, just kind of paddle down the river,
Okay. So it's the same with my boys, as far as communicating with them?
What are their signs?
They're a Leo and Aquarius, and the youngest one is a Libra.
Well, you'll do your best with the Libra because they're pretty balanced.
Okay.
But your Leo, oh Lord, you're gonna have more. You're gonna have a fight with that one. I'm telling you, that's gonna be like pulling teeth.
The Leo, me and him get along, but the Aquarius, the one I'm pulling teeth with. He's a teenager. He's 13. Oh my goodness.
Well, you got to remember, all them hormones are going on, and
right.
That's a tough age for kids. But
yeah.
Try and roll with it. Just try and be as supportive as you can. And
I gotta say, I was like, Tosh, let's just go. If you got a chance, give us a call back tomorrow. It's like, and we'll kind of look at some of the birth dates of your sons. Who will pull those up and do some card work and stuff on them and kind of see where they are, who they are, what they're doing, and how they're getting along with mom. How about that?
Okay. All righty.
All right. Here we go. We've got 7 minutes left, Tris.
Did we even?
Fast, and it's like we have area code 602.
Hello.
Thank you for
Hello.
Being patient. Appreciate it.
No problem. How are you?
Pretty good. Can you give us your name and birth date? It's like, this is Trisha's day, and she's gonna start out and go with you.
Okay, Evelyn, 9/26.
9/26 of what year?
58.
Okay, so you're a Libra.
My neck of the woods. You sound so young.
is that correct, Libra?
Yes.
Okay. I'm picking up that you're very balanced for the most part. You don't do anything too much in excess, and if you do, you stop and you actually realize that you are.
Yeah.
Okay. And if we could get a specific area that you want to talk about or have a question.
I'm kind of wondering if you see me getting a job transfer or maybe even a better job that I'd like better.
Okay.
Job and career. Okay.
Job.
What I can tell you is that Evelyn is a Jack of Hearts. It's called the Christ card, and it's a card of sacrifice. It's like the Christ love, so it's like you do a lot of sacrifice for people in your life, and it's like, and you're one of those people that would give your loved ones like the shirt off your back type of person.
Oh, and I do.
Yeah, I believe it.
Okay. I'm not quite sure, but somehow I feel like something to do with medical with you. Medical field.
Well, I don't know. The only thing I can see medical maybe in the form of Reiki.
Okay.
You do Reiki?
I have Reiki 1 and 2, but I've yet to do anything with it.
Okay.
And why is that?
Oh, because I'm always working and
okay.
It seems like my time, life just keeps getting in the way kind of thing.
Okay, what do you do?
Well, right now I have two jobs. One's in retail and one's another part-time job, so it seems like I just don't have enough time.
Okay, this is one of those you might want to figure out some way to make a little time. It's like, go ahead and get that third class. That's kind of
okay.
Important for you.
Yeah, because I'm picking up, like, helping, like Kelly did, and medical, well, that would be Reiki, because I'll be helping
it's health,
people.
It's dealing with health, for sure.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
So I think that's a good area for you to go into.
Okay.
And I think it would stop you from having to have two and three jobs.
Yeah. One of the things, too, for, you know, just kind of for your life path stuff, it's like you find your greatest fulfillment on a spiritual path or by bringing higher energies to your work and to your life. So it's like, you know, the fact that you've got the one and the two, go ahead and get that three. Go ahead and get that teacher and the master, you know, the master and the teacher bit. It's like I was real fortunate. I did all that back in the 90s. It's like, and I did it in the midst of five children. So it can be done.
Yes.
It's not easy, but it's like it can be done. And it's like just make a little bit of time to practice that every day on yourself, you know, on yourself or on your house plants or, you know, on your car. It's like, believe me, I have what I call my Reiki vehicles. It's like you can use your energy in your car driving down the road to keep your car together.
I have done that on the vehicle and I heard a squeak or something. I was like, no.
Right, exactly.
Yeah. Like,
so there's always opportunity to practice no matter where you're at. You know,
How about my living conditions?
What?
How about, I know we're almost done, so it's like, how about my living conditions? I'm not really uncomfortable. I'm not really happy where I'm at. Do you see a move there soon or do you see that I should stay put?
Okay, well, there's a big, wide gap there when you say my living conditions. Now, are you talking about whom you're living with?
Yes, more that.
Okay. Apparently, you're dating some man?
No, I'm renting.
Or you have a roommate?
No. Yeah, and it's just like, should I stay here or should I go? Because I don't know if it's just me getting all whatever, or if it's really just, you know, it's just the, what's the word I'm trying to think?
Well, you're uncomfortable.
Yeah, just because of, geez, it's hard to say.
It's about the other person. You're not comfortable with that, around that other person, their energy, their vibe.
Yeah, more that than anything. I'm like, should I just,
yeah, that's what
know,
I'm picking
I mean,
up.
If it's any help, one of the things I've got here is this is a major completion year for you. So it's like there's going to be some things. You have a 9 occurring in your spread. There's going to be something happening. You know, where endings, it depends on how you treat them, can be as, you know, can be the difference between 90 seconds, thank you. Can be the difference between, you know, remember Lucy and Linus and Charlie Brown? Okay, between Lucy jerking the blanket away from Linus to go wash it, or between, you know, somebody opening your hands and saying, take this away because I'm ready to let go of this. So it's like you're going to have some kind of major completion this year in your life, and it's like it's going to be that kind of thing where it's like it's how you perceive it. You know, do you perceive this as something being taken away, or do you see this as this, I'm ready to let go of this? So it's like endings can be either 60 seconds, thank you. That disappointment moment, or you can say, as one door closes, another opens. So it's like somehow or other in stuff, it's like, you know, you're going to have a major completion this year. And it's like you're going to be, you know, in a different place and a different space, you know, by the end of next year, you know, in a year's time from here. But it's like, you know, you've got some transitions coming up. You really do. And it's like, especially, yeah, you got the 9 of spades in your long range card. And it's like what I would encourage you to do really and truly is, okay, we got about 30 seconds. If you're on a computer, click follow, click the follow button. We're going to be on here again tomorrow at noon Rocky Mountain time. I'm not sure what time zone you're in. It's like it's 11 o'clock Pacific, noon Rocky Mountain, 1 o'clock Central, 2 o'clock Eastern. You know, call us back in. It's 773-897-6461. We're doing the NASA countdown. So it's like, but Evelyn, call us back in, and we'll do some more with us tomorrow, okay?
Okay, great. Thank you.
All righty. Thank you so
much.
Okay. Thank you. Bye.
All righty. Well, thank you, guys. Thank you for calling in. Thank you, you know, for hanging in with us today. And it's like, appreciate it. And we will see you guys tomorrow. And it's like, I'm pretty sure the lovely Blog Talk Radio lady is going to blip us out here. So we will see you all tomorrow. And same bat time, same bat station.
Blessings to everyone.
And we'll see what happens tomorrow. So take care. And you guys have a good one. We appreciate it.